No pressure.
it's not a big deal. So Aaron was trying to run an office job, a workflow on Sunspot. And when you do this and you actually go to submit the job, Cheetah returns this Python error about some basically about some subroutine not existing. And so I was just going through it, and turns out that it's basically just a Cheetah error in newer versions of Cheetah. But it's only coming up in newer versions of AFIS or in newer versions of Cheetah, because there's basically this one function that only gets called if you're going to if you give Cheetah a post-processing script, which I do in AFIS. In most cases, that post-processing script isn't actually doing anything, but that's the reason that this now started throwing this bug. But at any rate, I just went ahead and fixed this in Cheetah. The pull request hasn't been made, but I was just going to send you. I have a branch here for Cheetah on Sunspot. Where's the chat window now? Oh, there it is. So if you go to this, basically there was just a couple lines of code that I had to change to use the correct function. And as well as I actually added a machine, there hadn't been a machine added for Sunspot, but it's just Sunspot. It was pretty easy for me to add though, because Sunspot is just using MPI exec for its MPI. And there was already basically that backend in there. So if you, I think now all that you should need to do, Aaron, is use this new branch of Cheetah. So if I,
I'm gonna try and log in. I think, ALCF has so many different logins that I think maybe the one that expired isn't relevant for Sunspot.
Yeah, the one for Sunspot is you have to unlock mobile pass with a code, and then it gives you a code, and that's what you use to log into the proxy server, and then you have to refresh the code to get a code to log into Sunspot.
Yeah, you log into Bastion and then Sunspot. But I know the feeling of having, I have an account. It seems like I have an account expire like every week. So,
Yeah, it's not letting me on.
okay, then just let me then just, I'll do a screen share and at least show it since you can't log into Sunspot.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, so you're on Sunspot?
Yes.
Yeah, so I figure since I'm recording it, I can give you access to the recording, Aaron, and
Which see here. Let me, I think it will be okay if I just do my terminal here. Share. Let me make this a little bit bigger for you. Is that text size okay?
yes.
Okay. So, oh, let yeah, let me, you can see the directory there, but so I just have a directory here in the XGC, the project directory here under me and test. So what I've done is I've installed the new, actually, I'll do an echo of home. So this home, this is my home, and in my software source here, I installed the new Cheetah. This is just the one that's the branch that I sent you in the chat window. And Actually, let me just, I'll just change directory to there really quick. It'll be easy enough then to, it'll be in the video then. Oh, it's dash V. So yeah, it was at that Git branch, and I'm on the, oh, sorry, it's the Suheda branch, but Git. In terms of the remote, it's actually the Sunspot branch. That's all I was just trying to point out. So that's really all I needed to do in order to update this. And then if I go back to my run directory, I made basically, oops, change directory. I made essentially the simplest test thing that I could do, just to make sure that everything that it's gets through this problem to debug it. All I'm even doing in this is doing a job that's it, all it's doing is LSing. So it's a, just a very simple test to get through this bug. And if I do the compose now, I have FS in my home directory as well. I don't think you should even need to update your, what you, I don't think you should even need to update this though. Util compose. No, oh, yeah, I need to. Oh, it's because I didn't load. I didn't load CrayPython. And all I did, I just installed. There's direct. If you look on the homepage for Cheetah, there are install instructions, and it just uses pip editable. And for me, I just installed used pip dash dash user to install. I think it basically installs in what is it? Dash local. Yeah, web. Yeah. So basically, yeah, installs like that. With a pip install, you're probably familiar with that install user. That's the default Python base. Anyway, so if I do my compose command again, so I just set this up now to go to run from test 4. The other ones are other tests I did when I was debugging some things. So then if I, instead of doing compose, I do submit test 04. It may, it'll probably get through the queue while we're just sitting here. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's already running because it's just one node into the debug queue and takes no time. And E is once it's done. So I look in there and there's really no output. And oops, whatever is just where the actual run directory. So the those are the only files in there. And all I was doing was LSing once when the job was running. So it's just going to end up finding these two files and here the standard out, standard error file. So if I just look at that file, all it's going to be is the LS. So I think I basically that I think I have the error. Oops. Yeah. So I think I have the error fixed. You may there may still be something if it's not so I think I have this sorted out now with Sunspot. There may still be something with if the MPI exec needs something like special for the GPUs, I might need to look at that because it's just you doing whatever the usual thing and Cheetah has for handling GPUs with that. So there could still be something in there because I didn't look into details with the MPI exec submission. But that's the gist of what I debugged here.
Okay. So first question is, this directory that you're in right now, is that accessible to us?
It probably is, but just let me see here. I don't know what they have for the.
I can see if I can access it.
Why did? Oh, I probably need an owl on there for the permissions. It looks like it. Oh, I should look in. Yeah, it appears the directory appears to be.
I can access it.
Okay, great.
I'm in the XGC AESP CNDA group. I assume you are, Aaron.
And next, can you just cat your modules and environment flags changes? Since we're recording it, we might as well just look at it. Or if there's a place where those are listed.
Is there something better to do than just module list?
Well, if you have something like a file that you source that has your changes to the modules, like if this is just the default modules, then it's fine. I just wanted to make sure we were using the same ones.
I don't even have any like bash RCs. I've essentially never really used Sunspot, so I'm not doing any. The only thing I loaded was CrayPython. I didn't do anything else.
Okay. And then you didn't change any environment variables?
No. And even to install Cheetah, the only thing I did was just the pip install. It was just loading CrayPython again. So no, I didn't do anything other than just module load CrayPython. I didn't change any other.
Okay. Yeah, those look like I just checked, and those are all the default modules plus the CrayPython one. At least the current defaults.
All right, so we should be able to use this version of Cheetah that you already installed. So we
I think you should just be able to basically follow what was here. Yeah, I don't think there's anything you shouldn't. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and FS as well. We can use your installation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I didn't even actually install FS. I'm just because right now, really, you only need to install FS if you're going to use anything with like the pragmas, which is none of this is doing. So I'm basically just using the scripts. It's just like a Python file. So there isn't really even any installation going on there.
Okay. And so we don't need to do. Like to get from what we have now to running the coupled code, what needs to happen other than I need to find the right copy of Gem and install it?
I think you should just be able to use this basically what I have here, unless there's some issue like what I was talking about with the GPUs. And that would then just be, I have to go into Cheat and look how to add an option for it.
Well, so it's okay. We don't need to use the GPU aware MPI for now. So that's what you're worried about, right? Is MPI exec?
I'm just worried about because I don't know what the MPI exec like flags look like with GPUs and so forth, and how that. If you have to give some directive or something to the schedule.
Okay, so I just need to put in my own.
There might be something. Yeah, that we need to basically look at with that.
But that's not related to FS. That's just we need to use whatever flags we normally use for XGC.
It can be related to Cheetah in the sense that in Cheetah the basically machine backends try to handle these things by default, but you can also give them just in the FS config file. So I think we probably shouldn't really need to add anything at the Cheetah level, but it's something that can be added, so it essentially like understands, you know, so you don't have to give some of these flags by yourself is what the idea is.
All right, well, that sounds like was ready to test then. So I just need to figure out which copy of Gem to use. And I guess probably just take whatever we used on Frontier. It's probably good enough for Gem.
Yeah.
Do you know where that source code is? Did you compile the source code for Gem on Frontier?
No, I was.
That was Junior.
I was always in the runs. I was basically always using what Junie was compiling because I was trying to figure out, like you all know the feeling. I was trying to figure out enough other things.
Yep, that was a fun couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, it sure was.
I presume that on Sunspot the Gem is CPU only. Is that right?
Probably.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we could try. But I don't want to. We don't have any requirement to. So
yeah, I wouldn't. There's no reason to add that headache.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to ask about, or?
Well, I guess not. But there probably will be when I actually try to do this.
Oh, sure. I understand that for sure.
but yeah, I'll just stop sharing. Thank you. That was very helpful, and I'm glad that the Cheetah thing is working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's all I was going to. I think that's basically what I had on my end. So okay. Any other questions, go ahead.
So those tests, so I can probably just take, assuming that those directories on Frontier are still there, I can just use that as a model, right? Because what the directories that you were just showing, those were all little tests. So none of them are like quite the same as the coupled code configuration, right?
Yeah. And when you're actually to running it, I can help you. When you're actually to that point, I'll help you get set up on running the coupled code. Basically, it'll just amount to, there'll be two things to run. We don't need anything particularly special in there. We just basically need to have two different little blocks, one to run XGC and one to run Gem. So I'll help you out on that.
Okay, great. And that ratio of Gem to XGC nodes, that's, I guess that's arbitrary in terms of like just making it run. Like what's the smallest test, coupled test case we can run?
No, I think we can probably run something pretty small. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I think it was running. How many? I don't remember off the top of my head, but I was doing debugging on small things, so it doesn't. Okay. It can be small.
So, because Sunspot will probably have access to less than 90 nodes.
Oh yeah, it'll be probably it can be done on like 16 or something pretty easy. Like right. I just need like 8 and 8 or something. I don't remember exactly how the setup was along those lines, but it's only you that it can be debugged on small cases. So that's good.
Okay, great. All right, I'll give it a try then. And hopefully, yeah, I'll get back in touch with you this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks. Are you on vacation or anything in the next rest of the summer?
No, I don't have any other significant thing. I don't have anything. I'm generally reasonably available. I mean, this week Scott is gone, so I'm more available this week. And no, I'll be around.
Okay, great. All right, thanks. I don't know, Kevin, right. did you have anything to ask or anything?
No, I don't have anything else.
All right. Then I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye.